As you are no doubt aware, if you've been listening to the radio, well, there are plans afoot for a portion of a beloved Townsend Park in the center of Ballito to be sold. But there's a lot of unhappiness, and a lot of very well-informed people are raising the alarm and saying this doesn't look like all the due diligence has been followed. This looks a little unusual, more than a little unusual, in fact. And, well, at the moment, there is an urgent petition in the works, courtesy of the Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association. DOCRA have raised the alarm, and you, as a concerned citizen of the Dolphin Coast, can make your voice heard and join this petition. You only have today and tomorrow to get your name down on the list and to help put a stop to this highly unusual and non-procedural sale of Butterfly Park at Townsend Park in Ballito, and to kind of drive the point home and to illustrate what's at stake here. On the line with us, we have the chairman of our local Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association, DOCRA chairman, Dion Viljoen, is with us on the line. Dion, good morning. Are you there?
Good morning. Yes, Mike, I'm here. And good morning to your listeners.
Thanks for making time to have a chat with us, Dion. And obviously time is of the essence, as tomorrow, I believe, is the deadline for this burning petition, this urgent petition concerning the sale of a portion of Townsend Park. And for those that have kind of been on the fringe and have heard rumblings and rumors and aren't entirely sure exactly what's at stake, set the scene for us, because I believe that recently a legal letter was submitted by DOCRA regarding this unusual non-procedural sale of Butterfly Park. It was issued to Kwadukuzi Municipality, and there has to date failed to be a response. Is that correct?
That's correct, Mike. And this issue actually goes back to 2019, when DOCRA discovered it, and we then already gave them some legal letters, which we also didn't get a response to. And then COVID came and it went quiet, and then suddenly, you know, the whole thing reared its head again a couple of weeks ago, where a advertisement was placed. It was an erroneous advertisement, by the way, and they had to correct it. But an advertisement was placed to get objections from the community, or to get the input from the community, put it that way, on the sale of a public open space area at Townsend Park. And we feel very strongly that it's not procedural, that they're doing it back to front. The law is very clear that you need to get the opinion of the community prior to making a decision like that. You also have to go to an open and transparent tender process so that everybody gets an opportunity to weigh in on it, if that is what you're going to do. So our legal letter has been submitted, and I think it's quite comprehensive, and I feel quite strong that if the municipality does want to continue with this, they'll have to start afresh, reverse the current decision, start afresh and follow the due procedure. But we're hoping that that won't happen. And to that extent, we've now put in a number of objection letters, and we've also made objection letters available to the community. They can just go to our website, download them, add their comments to it. It's already who it should be addressed to and who it should go to. So we've got quite a few of those. But at the moment, our big excitement is the petition. It's suddenly getting some good traction. We're sitting well over 1,000 signatures already.
Wow.
And we're doing the petition on a credible basis. So we're doing it on our website, which means that we don't have any spam or bots or anything like that. We're checking for any duplicates. So it's a real qualified, genuine, comprehensive, and I think a petition that can be respected. So we need to go and deliver our various letters and other objections and our petition by close of business on the 15th. I don't want to leave it that long, so I want to drive through there on the afternoon, Thursday afternoon of the 15th. So we're hoping to cut off our petition by the very latest 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. So we really have two more days. And I'm urging the community. I want to thank everybody that's participated thus far. Your support has been fantastic. But we still shy of a good 500 to 800 signatures to make it a credible and you know, strong. We believe that You know, just around 2,000 signatures is a compelling number that we're looking forward. So we're urging everybody to go to the DOCRA website. Just open the website. There's a pop-up. We couldn't make it any easier. Click on the pop-up and complete your details and click send, and we will make sure that your voice is heard.
And I've got to take my hat off to you, Dion, and the DOCRA committee for making it so simple. I did the exercise myself. I timed it. I think it took literally less than 90 seconds from typing in the website address, docra.co.za. That's docra.co.za. From there, immediately, as soon as the web page opens, there's a little pop-up box that pops up. Click on that, and there you are on the page where you can literally fill in your name, your email address, a message if you want, and click submit, and there you go. You've done it, 90 seconds, and you've put your name down as part of the chorus, as part of this petition. And, you know, to get people to sign anything these days is a mission, because everyone's so distracted. But already the fact that there's been this groundswell of support, it talks to the fact that this is a matter that's close to people's hearts. And obviously, you know, public green open space is there for everyone to enjoy, for the whole community. And once it's gone, especially in a built-up area, you know, you can't get it back. That's really the
absolutely
the tragedy we're trying to avoid. Am I right?
Absolutely, and you know, it's a bit of a dangerous precedent. You know that if non-procedural sale of public open space land or municipal land is going to be condoned, you know, we can't afford that. We have limited space, and we really have to follow the letter of the law and the process and procedures that are there, and it's our role to ensure that we make sure that the municipality follows such processes.
Brilliant. Well, get online, as I said, right now. You can do it in 90 seconds. docra.co.za, docra.co.za. Click on the Save Townsend Park pop-up box that appears as soon as you are on the website. You'll be guided to the petition from there. And once you've filled in your petition, well, why don't you just browse the website and learn a little bit more about DOCRA, supporting our community. And you're probably going to want to sign up and become a member for the new year, because, you know, an organization like this is only as strong as its active membership. And right now, there's a great committee steering the ship, and I think the more voices we get behind it, the better and the stronger and the healthier our community is going to be. So more strength to you and the committee, Dion, and we're looking forward to getting that critical threshold of numbers and names on the petition before the end of tomorrow. What do you say?
Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate that, and thanks to you and station and also all your listeners for your support.
Right back at you. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. And my special guest on the line, the chairman of DOCRA, Dion Fuljoen. Remember that website, docra.co.za. Do it now and go and sign that petition, docra.co.za, for the love of our public open spaces. But speaking of parks, here's Chicago taking you back. Saturday in the Park.